Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we are going way deep into the suburbs.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, the suburbs. We're talking about those tricky neighbor situations.
Okay.
You know, the ones, noise complaints.
Oh, yeah, those are the worst.
It's like suburban warfare, but instead of tanks and grenades, we've got passive-aggressive notes and strategically placed sprinklers.
It's like a silent war.
Exactly, silent war. Mm-hmm. And our intel for this mission comes straight from the front lines. We got a letter from a listener who is detailing their epic battle with a neighbor named Carl.
Carl?
Yeah, a man who apparently believed that volume knobs only go in one direction. Up.
Oh, no. I can already sense this is going to be good.
Oh, it's a wild ride. We're talking escalating pranks, HOA complaints that went nowhere, and a birthday party gone very, very wrong thanks to Carl's musical choices.
You know, it's funny because noise is one of those things that it seems so simple on the surface, right? But it can really become a major flashpoint between people. I mean, we all have different tolerances, different lifestyles. But when you pack people in close together, like in the suburbs,
oh, yeah,
those differences, they can really clash.
Absolutely. And this story goes way beyond a simple, hey, can you turn it down a bit?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is full-blown feud territory.
Yeah.
So before we get to the fireworks, let's rewind to the beginning. Our listener starts off by describing their initial interactions with Carl. You know, friendly waves over the fence, chats about the weather, all the usual neighborly stuff. Everything seemed pretty normal until summer hit.
Ah, summer.
Yeah, summer. The season of backyard barbecues, open windows, and apparently Carl's personal concert series.
Oh, no.
Yes. Our listener paints this vivid picture of a soundtrack that just constantly blasting from Carl's house, ranging from classic rock to EDM to, wait for it, karaoke renditions of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my God. You know, that's something I think a lot of people can relate to, right? That feeling of like your own home is being invaded by someone else's noise. It's almost like a violation of your personal space in a way.
Absolutely. And it's not even just about personal preference, right? It's about feeling like you've lost control over your own environment, like you're trapped in someone else's sound bubble.
Exactly.
So our listener, you know, bless their heart, they tried to reason with Carl at first. They actually went over to his house,
yeah,
you know, and politely asked him to turn it down. But it seems like Carl's idea of turning it down was basically just hitting the pause button for like 5 minutes before resuming the concert at full blast.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's like talk to a brick wall. Oh, actually a brick wall with a really loud sound system.
It's funny because there's actually a psychological phenomenon at play here.
Really?
Yeah. Researchers have found that people tend to drastically overestimate their own singing abilities. They call it the illusory superiority effect. So in Carl's mind, he might genuinely believe he's sharing his gift with the world, completely oblivious to the fact that everyone else is like, please make it stop.
That is so fascinating. Explains so much about the world, actually, not just bad karaoke.
Oh.
But in this case, it led to our listener trying all the official channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Calling the police, filing HOA complaints. They even tried, you know, sacrificing a small goat to the gods of silence. But nothing seemed to work. Which is when things took a turn for the passive aggressive.
Yes, the passive aggressive note, a classic weapon in the suburban arsenal.
Oh, it's a classic. And the note that Carl left for our listener, it was essentially a deal with its message. You know, told them to stop bothering the authorities and basically just get over it.
Wow. Talk about pouring gasoline on the fire.
Oh, yeah. It was like a declaration of war.
You know, it's interesting because what we often see in these types of disputes is this attempt to kind of bypass those formal channels like the police or the HOA.
Like, yeah.
There's this idea that we're neighbors. We should be able to work this out amongst ourselves.
Right.
Which sounds great in theory, but it often ignores the fact that there's a real power imbalance at play. You know, in this case, Carl held all the cards, or rather the speakers, and he wasn't willing to compromise.
So faced with a seemingly immovable and very loud object, what does our listener do? They retaliate, of course.
Ugh.
And not in a subtle way either. We're talking full-blown prank war.
Ooh, a prank war. From HOA complaints to all-out prank war, that's quite the escalation. What did our listener come up with?
Well, it started relatively tame. A motion-activated sprinkler strategically aimed at the sidewalk between their houses.
Okay.
You know, just a little welcome home shower for Carl's teenage son.
Oh, I see. So a little bit of like, hey, if you're going to blast your music, I'm going to blast you with water.
Exactly. But Carl, being Carl, he didn't back down.
Uh-oh.
He upped the ante by installing those industrial-grade floodlights.
No way!
Oh, yes. Pointed directly at our listener's backyard.
Those are so bright.
Oh, yeah. Imagine trying to enjoy a quiet evening in your backyard with those things blinding you.
I mean, I get the humor in it, but it's a classic example of how these tit-for-tat exchanges can quickly get out of control.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like each side feels justified in their actions and the conflict just keeps escalating, moving further and further away from any kind of peaceful resolution.
And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the absurdity of it all, but it's important to remember that behind all the pranks and the pettiness, there are real people involved.
Mm-hmm.
People whose lives are being impacted, whose sleep is disrupted, whose peace is shattered. And in this case, it all came to a head during our listener's daughter's birthday party.
Oh no, a birthday party. That sounds like the worst possible time for a noise showdown.
It was. Picture this. A bunch of little kids singing happy birthday. Cake is about to be served.
Okay.
Suddenly Carl cranks up his music so loud that the cake table practically does the Macarena.
Oh no.
A kid's cup goes flying, tears are flowing, it's complete chaos.
Oh my goodness.
And you know what this really highlights? The emotional toll that these conflicts can take. It's not just about the noise itself. It's about how it disrupts our lives, our special moments, our sense of security in our own homes. And for our listener, this was the breaking point.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what did they do? Welcome back to the deep dive. We left off with our listener, you know, pushed to the brink. A ruined birthday party. What'd they do?
Well, they basically went full on, what's that movie with the guy with all the gadgets?
Oh, MacGyver.
Yeah, MacGyver. But like the mayhem version.
Okay.
So they cooked up this three-pronged attack. First, birdseed. Birdseed. Strategically placed piles of it to attract, well, let's just say a symphony of seagulls.
Ah, using nature's own noisemakers. I like it. Although I bet it was a bit messy.
Oh, yeah. Picture that cleanup. But then, next level, high-frequency dog whistles.
Wait, really? Like the ones only dogs can hear?
Yep. Aimed right at Carl's house at all hours. Now, I'm not sure how effective that actually was, but the image of Carl wandering around bewildered while his dog's going bonkers is pretty hilarious.
I mean, it's funny to think about, but that brings up a good point. At what point does retaliation cross the line? You know, legally speaking, if you're intentionally causing distress or property damage, there could be consequences.
Oh, for sure. It's a slippery slope from funny prank to harassment. And our listener does admit that at one point, Carl's wife confronted them, called them insane. But the final straw, the pièce de résistance, you ready for this?
Okay, lay it on me. What was the grand finale of this suburban symphony of revenge?
An air horn.
An air horn?
An air horn. But not just any air horn. This thing was rigged to go off at random intervals. Day and night.
What?
Our listener even mentions like figuring out the timing of Carl's favorite TV show so the air horn would blast during like a crucial scene.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right.
Wow.
But you got to admire the commitment.
That's some serious dedication. But hold on. It worked.
It worked. Carl moved out shortly after. Victory for our listener. Peace and quiet at last, right?
Yeah.
Except there's this twist ending to the letter. It makes you wonder, was it really worth it? Remember, it all started because of noise. Guess what?
Don't tell me. New neighbors moved in and they're even louder than Carl.
Bingo. The letter ends with them hearing karaoke coming from next door already. It's like this cruel cosmic joke. Go through all that, only to end up right back where you started.
Oh, no.
Makes you question if peace and quiet in the suburbs is even attainable.
It really makes you think about those unwritten rules of suburban life.
Right, one of those unspoken expectations we all have as neighbors.
It's like this invisible handbook you never get when you move in. The suburban code of conduct.
Totally. And every neighborhood's got its own version.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how late can you mow your lawn? How loud can your music be?
Yeah.
Are wind chimes charming or just annoying?
And that's where things get tricky, because what one person considers reasonable, another might find totally inconsiderate. And without clear communication, all those unspoken expectations, they can lead to misunderstandings, resentment, and boom, conflict.
So how do we crack the code? Is it just about observing your surroundings, trying to blend in?
Well, observation's a good place to start, for sure. Pay attention to the rhythms of the neighborhood. When are people out and about? When do things quiet down? What are the general noise levels like at different times?
It's like you're an anthropologist studying a new culture.
Huh. I love that. But instead of deciphering ancient rituals, we're trying to figure out, like, acceptable decibel levels for a backyard party.
Exactly. But even then, just like with any culture, there's bound to be differences, right? What flies in one neighborhood might be totally taboo in another.
Oh, absolutely.
So back to our listener. They won the battle against Carl, but now they got these new, potentially noisy neighbors. Is this just an endless cycle? Are we doomed to repeat history?
Not necessarily. I think what we can learn here is that being proactive with communication is key.
Okay.
Instead of waiting for a problem, try establishing those boundaries early on.
So like when you meet the new neighbors, just casually mention, hey, just so you know, I'm a bit sensitive to noise. Maybe we could chat if things get too loud.
Exactly. Doesn't have to be confrontational. More like setting the tone for a respectful, considerate relationship from day one.
Right, right.
And if things do come up, address them directly, but calmly.
Oh.
Focus on how the noise is affecting you personally, instead of blaming or accusing.
So instead of your music's making my walls shake.
Yeah.
It's more like, hey, I'm having trouble sleeping. Is there any way we could work something out?
Exactly. It's framing it as a problem you're both trying to solve, not a battle.
I like that. So much better than passive-aggressive notes and air horns.
And remember, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Or in this case, maybe more peace and quiet with a plate of cookies.
That's a great point. Because it reminds us that even in frustrating situations, there's always that chance to connect, build community.
Yeah.
Maybe this whole Carl saga will actually help our listener handle this new situation better.
I hope so. Because at the end of the day, suburban life, with all its quirks, it's about figuring out how to coexist peacefully.
Right.
Recognizing we all have different needs and preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And with a bit of effort, understanding, we can create neighborhoods where everyone feels respected, heard, even if that means turning down the Bohemian Rhapsody sometimes.
Beautifully said. To our listener, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks.
And to all our listeners out there facing these same challenges, remember, early communication, a little empathy, and a dash of humor can go a long way.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
So we're back talking about those invisible rules of the suburbs.
Right. Yeah, that whole suburban code of conduct. It's like nobody tells you about it, but you're supposed to know it.
Exactly. It can be tricky. You know, what's considered normal in one neighborhood could be totally off in another.
Definitely. Like acceptable lawn mowing times. How late you can have a party.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, these unspoken expectations can really set the stage for conflict. If you don't know the code, you're bound to break it, right?
Right. So how do we navigate this? Is it just about being super observant, like blending in?
Well, observation's a good start for sure.
Hmm.
paying attention to the rhythm of your neighborhood. Like, when do people seem to be out and about? When do things quiet down?
So basically, becoming a suburban spy.
Yeah, kind of. Except instead of gathering intel on enemy agents, we're just trying to figure out, like, when it's okay to use a leaf blower.
Okay, got it. Okay. But going back to our listener, they managed to outprank Carl, but now they've got these new, potentially noisy neighbors. It's like, is this just an endless cycle? Will there ever be peace in suburbia?
Well, it doesn't have to be a never-ending battle. I think the real takeaway here is the power of communication. And not waiting until things reach a boiling point. Being proactive.
So like reaching out to the new neighbors right away before any karaoke incidents occur.
Exactly. Just a friendly, hey, nice to meet you. By the way, I'm a bit sensitive to noise, so maybe we could chat if things ever get too loud.
That's a good idea. No awkward notes or sprinkler shenanigans required.
Right. It sets a more collaborative tone from the start. And even if issues do come up, you know, address them directly, but keep it calm. Focus on how the noise is affecting you.
So instead of your music is shaking my house, it's more like, hey, I'm having trouble sleeping with the noise. Any chance we could figure something out?
Perfect. It's about teamwork, finding solutions, not declaring war. And hey, sometimes a little kindness goes a long way. Maybe a plate of cookies instead of that passive aggressive note.
Cookies and communication. I like it. It's a good reminder that even in the midst of these suburban standoffs, there's always a chance to connect, build some community. Hopefully our listener will put those lessons to good use with these new neighbors.
I hope so too, because at the end of the day, you know, suburban life is all about finding ways to coexist peacefully. We all have different needs and preferences, and with a little effort, understanding, we can make our neighborhoods places where everyone feels respected and heard. Even if it means a little less Bohemian Rhapsody blasting at midnight.
That's a beautiful thought. To our listener, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yes, thank you.
And to all our listeners out there who are navigating their own suburban sagas, remember, communication, empathy, and a little bit of humor can go a long way. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.